Welcome back. Is Ireland's tourism industry facing into strong headwinds? Earlier this week, the Central Statistics Office published its inbound tourism report for May. The findings show that visitors to Ireland were down by 10% compared to May of 2024, and tourism spend was down 21% on last year. Are those figures reflected on the ground? Our reporter Peter O'Connell travelled to the coastal towns of Ballybunion in Kerry and Lahinch in Clare to find out.
It's just come as a kind of surprise to me when I really would have told you last January that this was going to be a great year. So something has gone wrong, and the CSO is now backing up that with figures.
And that's Padraig Hanrahan. He runs Ballybunion Golf Holiday Homes, which are located on the outskirts of the North Kerry coastal town.
So I think there's uncertainty in the world, unfortunately. I think what we're not picking up, which we always do, is we would pick up the international market at the start of the year. I think the Irish market has softened, so they're not picking up the surplus, which they should be now. I think the weather has gone against us. I think the last couple of years, the GAA calendar has certainly not been a help. The GAA calendar has hit us very hard here because the two counties we depend on is Limerick and Kerry, and they have been taken out of the equation. Not the same this year. Hopefully Kerry will go a bit further, but that has made a difference to us.
We can hear the breeze in the background. Weather really is such a key, isn't it?
It really is. We're a coastal town. On a good year, the coast does the best, and on a year like this, it's the Clarneys and the Kinmares, and they contract into the bigger towns. The difference then, Peter, here is you have a family staying here for a week, okay? If they leave at 9 o'clock in the morning, they're gone for the day. They're also going to eat there, and they come back at 9 o'clock at night and they go to bed. Now, the difference on a nice day is that family get up at 9 o'clock, they find it lovely, they go to the beach, they come back to the house, they get something to eat, they go back to the beach, they're happier, they're spending less, and that's what they came here for. So when you provide that, they're happy. When you don't provide it, it's going to cost them more.
On Main Street in Ballybunion, Gráinne Toomey is busy making coffee for her customers in Beetive, where she's been in business for 2 years.
Compared to last year, we probably had a busier May because obviously our weather was amazing. May Bank Holiday weekend was thronged, the town was packed.
And Gráinne is glad to report that more Americans are knocking on her door.
We're starting to hear a lot more American accents again. We seem to have lost them the last few years, but we've had a good few wandering around, really from March. Not a lot of European accents, lots of English or early in spring, say. And you know, it's great when you hear the American accent coming in because we never really know where we stand in the world at the minute with what's going on over there. But when we get the American accent in, it's great because you can really plumb off them and they love to know everything about everybody, you know, and all the locals. I love that side of it.
We're on the main street. The door's always open and you never know what somebody's going to come in and ask you.
That's Teresa Parkinson, who works in Ballybunion tourist office just next door to Beetive. So what has Teresa seen visitor-wise this summer?
Definitely a decrease in the Germans and the Americans. Definitely. It's definitely been since last autumn carrying on now. The Americans are only coming really for the golfing, and that's a shame because inside the town there's still a lot to offer, but they do tend to fly in and out when they're just for the golf course.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome on board with Shannon Ferry.
The Shannon Ferry links North Kerry with West Clare. On the Clare side of the estuary, Michael Vaughan, former president of the Irish Hotels Federation, operates the Vaughan Lodge Hotel.
Up to the month of May, we would have had a very solid start of the year, very much on par with last year. But the month of June is down 7% for us now, and that is concerning because there seems to be a trend continuing for the summer where there is a softening. In the general area around Lahinch, there certainly is a feeling that the season is quite soft. Particularly, you notice the less day trippers to the seaside than we've had before. Barometer I always use is the public car park that's in Lahinch. We have two of them. And this time of the year, normally, you'll find them full during the day. But that's not the case this year. There's certainly, I think, a sense of that the tourist isn't in the numbers that they were there before.
And Michael Vaughan says that it's quite clear to him that visitors are not spending as freely as the tourism sector would like.
Now, the spend, generally speaking, from tourists this year is affected. I find here in my own business that my, what we call the bar and the restaurant, the food and beverage, that's down about 25% the spend there. So that's quite a drop. And I really think that what's happened is that people have afforded to come and pay for their holiday, and they've paid for that well in advance. But because of tightened circumstances, I think they're finding ways to save on their day-to-day spending when they get here.
Back in Ballybunion, Kevin O'Callaghan runs the Cliff House Hotel. He says that in his experience, visitor numbers this year are holding their own, but he feels that government must lend a helping hand to the tourism sector.
They've got to look at the Western Seaboard and help out the smaller independent towns that are really strong in tourism, that have been doing it all their lifetime and so forth. And they need all the help and tax breaks that they can get to reinvent and rejuvenate towns and accommodation in the area. And that would be a request of mine, that they'd look at those smaller towns and see if they can give tax breaks to small local individual operators that are there all their lives promoting and developing their product and their town and their tourism. And if they can look at that for us, I think that would be a help.
And that was Kevin O'Callaghan, owner of the Cliff House Hotel in Ballybunion, talking to our reporter Peter O'Connell.